AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is set to make his first court appearance in New York on drug trafficking charges, along with his wife, Celia Flores. AP correspondent Haya Benjwani has more.
Maduro and his wife are expected to appear at noon Monday before a judge in New York. He's accused of narco-terrorism and drug trafficking. The Trump administration used the criminal charges to justify capturing Maduro and removing him to U.S. soil. Maduro's lawyers are expected to contest the legality of his arrest, arguing that he's immune from prosecution as a sovereign head of state. Venezuela's new interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, has demanded that the U.S. return Maduro, who has long denied any involvement in drug trafficking. I'm Haya Benjwani.
President Trump was asked yesterday by a reporter on Air Force One what the U.S. needs from Venezuela's now interim president, Delcy Rodriguez.
Total access. We need total access. We need access to the oil and to other things in their country that allow us to rebuild their country.
What other things?
A lot of things. Roads that aren't built, bridges that are falling down. Yeah, bridges that are falling down, nobody can go anywhere.
Meanwhile, oil prices fell back today, while the prices of precious metals surged as markets reacted calmly to Maduro's capture. Asian shares rallied on heavy buying of tech-related stocks after modest gains Friday on Wall Street. Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene will be stepping down from her role in Congress today. The loyal supporter turned critic of Trump made the announcement in November. Starr Black, a Republican who was running to replace Greene, was already planning a primary challenge before she announced her resignation. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on a cyberbullying case in Paris involving France's First Lady, as the court announces sentences.
A Paris court has found 10 people guilty of cyberbullying France's First Lady Brigitte Macron by spreading false online claims about her gender and sexuality, including allegations she was born a man. The court convicted all defendants to sentences ranging from a cyberbullying awareness training to 8 months suspended prison sentences. The defendants are accused of having posted numerous malicious comments and linking the couple's 24-year age gap to pedophilia. Some of the posts were viewed tens of thousands of times. Brigitte Macron did not attend the two-day trial in October. Speaking on TFI National Television on Sunday, she said she'd launched legal proceedings to set an example in the fight against harassment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned good stuff,
shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.